Dozens of hunger strikers are among the victims of illegal hazardous waste dumping in August by the Dutch-based oil trader Trafigura. They are demanding compensation for their injuries. A meeting last month between victims' associations and President Laurent Gbagbo led to the government's promise of about $80,000 for the victims and another $50,000 in medical assistance. Marie Cissé of the Ivorian nonprofit group Protection and Empowerment of Women and Children is a coordinator of victims' efforts to seek justice for the illegal dumping.
Ce matin, il y a même les droits de réponse de la ministre concernée.
Cissé says the government's initial response to the hunger strike is that the funding has already been set aside for victims who live near the contaminated areas, but that there is a problem with disbursements. One of those contaminated regions is around Abidjan's largest landfill, located in the suburb of Akwedo. Rachel Gogua lives less than 500 meters from the dump, but disagrees with the hunger strike tactic.
The real victims are just trying to get by and make a living. We don't strike. They are striking for the government money that was promised and that they have not received. We are not part of this effort to get this money. It is not our problem because that money cannot do anything for us. It can't cure anybody and would barely help 20 people in my neighborhood.
Instead, Gogua and hundreds of others are joining lawsuits that will go through European courts to seek compensation from the company, Trafigura. British lawyer Martin Day is in Ivory Coast interviewing potential participants in Akwedo for what he hopes will become one of the largest class action suits to be heard in British courts.
Here we have a massive multinational Trafigura that absolutely knew that the waste that was on board its ship was toxic, and they bring it to Abidjan, a war-torn country with no treatment facilities, and I'm optimistic still that Trafigura will see sense and try and reach some sort of resolution with us in relation to these claims.
He says he expects to leave Ivory Coast this weekend with nearly 500 lawsuit participants. Day says compensation payments may range from $2,000 for each victim with mild injuries to three times that amount for more serious injuries. This is important for the Akwedo resident Gogua, who opted to seek justice in a courtroom rather than through a strike.
We need chest x-rays. We need blood tests. We need urine tests. What the government is offering is not enough.
An Ivorian government inquiry found administrative failures and negligence by port authorities allowed the illegal dumping. The poisonous sludge was dumped into more than 15 open-air sites in Abidjan without being treated. Ivorian health authorities say that tens of thousands have reported health problems related to being exposed to the waste, such as vomiting, diarrhea, nosebleeds, and breathing problems. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.